Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by Yuengling Traditional Lager, oldest brewery in America.
I do have a message here for the players. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. The bar has been set higher than it's ever been set before.
You know that's Ben Johnson. This is Rahimi and Harris with Russ Dorsey hanging out here on 670 The Score. We're talking baseball. Russ, of course, sprays to all fields. He loves basketball. He loves football. He's a Russ for all seasons. I mean, the summer is your main season, let's be honest.
Actually, it's not.
What?
My favorite season.
You dressed to impress in the summer.
I dressed with the weather. But the best season, and it's not even close, in my opinion, is the fall.
Hoodie season.
Because you can get, I'm going to ignore Marshall, you can get literally every one of your fits off in the fall.
Hoodie season.
You can go hoodie and shorts. You can go sweater. You can go cardigan.
You can go sleeveless hoodie.
You could go jean jacket with the hoodie.
You can go sleeveless jean jacket.
That's a Chicagoland favorite.
I have a sleeveless hoodie too.
So like the fall is great. Here in the beautiful city of Chicago, I think September, October, fall rivals a lot of the months we have in the year. I know people look, summertime, I get it. But give me a beautiful October day. The city of Chicago.
I stand corrected here. I am talking about your baseball job and your pastels and sleeveless, thinking that was the move.
I only dress with the weather, but I love me some fall. Oh, when pumpkin spice starts.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to see Russ come out with the hoodies again.
Russ Dorsey.
I'm going to put the arms
pumpkin
away.
Pumpkin spice? Pumpkin spice comes out on like August 10th now.
Yeah,
I mean, that's in
exactly.
Like 3 days.
Russell's very basic. That's all I've learned from this segment.
Wow. Okay.
God forbid a guy likes a pumpkin iced coffee every once in a while.
You do like football, though. Like that
I do.
We have confirmed. I've talked Bears with you. You've talked Bears with him, Marshall. So I feel like it's nice to have you here for some commentary on Ben Johnson, who spoke today. But here's the biggest thing. Number one, we were all trying to figure out in our group thread whether or not the starters were going to see time in preseason game number one, because this is game week. You know, they got a game against the Dolphins coming up on Sunday. Ben Johnson gave us an answer.
Going into camp, I kind of had outlined in my head exactly the way I'd love it to play out. With in mind, we were going to revisit that each player day off. And so to answer your question, to be determined, I'm going to visit with the staff tomorrow and finalize that. I need to talk to Coach McDaniel tonight and just make sure we're on the same page with what Friday looks like. We've already had those discussions, but just nail that down, and then we'll be on to the game on Sunday after that. But first things first, we're focused on this practice, and then we'll make a decision on starters and who's playing what, how long, and all that.
Why do I feel like he's not going to make that decision until after the joint practice with the Dolphins?
Because that's how it sounds.
How it sounds.
He knew he was going to get asked about it. And we were talking about his history in Detroit. Robbie aptly pointed out, well, starters didn't play much in Detroit. Yeah, because he knew what they had.
They had zero starters play last preseason and probably zero this preseason as
right,
well. But you're right.
They know who their people are.
Correct.
This depth chart is anything but settled.
Right.
The other part of it is, to your point there, I need to see all the left tackles play. All of them. Ozzie Trabillo, Braxton Jones, Karan Amagaji. Like, I need all of those guys to get real reps against an actual football team.
And frankly, you know what? Ideally, they all need to see time with the first team QB.
Yes.
You want that body knowledge of both. You know, like, Caleb Lee needs to know how Braxton Jones is moving in this offense. Caleb Williams needs to know how Ozzie Trapillo is moving. And I feel the same way about Karan Amagaji. You're going to play with multiple combinations of linemen. I'm sorry.
Everybody gets a series.
It's just, but in the NFL, you know that's how it goes over 17.
My whole thing with this, as we talk with Russell Dorsey here on Raheemi and Harris with Ben Johnson, fresh sound coming in here on 670 The Score, is you take the good, you take the bad, you add it up, and then you have the facts of life. That's how it was in the 80s. But now here in 2025, I think you have the realization that there's going to be good and bad in these practices. We have seen it. I have witnessed it firsthand myself. Here's Ben Johnson on the ups and downs of the good and the bad.
It's not going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. So I know we want everything to be right in line every single time, but you know, a message to the unit is we're going to have mess ups. We're going to have mistakes. And I think the bad teams, they come on out there and you say, oh, we're just one off on this play. And then another guy takes his turn. We're one off on this play. And then you go to, and it just looks terrible, where really the good teams, when they have mistakes, their buddies cover it up for them. So if a lineman happened to miss a block, then the back is going to make the guy miss and end up still springing a big run, you know, or protection breaks down and the quarterback can break the pocket and extend the play, and we can still have positive results. And so that's where, you know, you talk about the perfection part of it. I don't quite see it that way. I think we need to complement each other better, you know, as a unit right now. And so that's what we're learning from. And the guys are still thinking a lot. They're not playing maybe as fast as they can. And over the course of camp, we'll see that play speed pick up.
All of that sounds very customary to me. And he's right. Typically on a good team, especially, and with guys who like each other, or at least will work together in a way that's functional, that's what you see. You see people saying, hey, that was good. And then they usually defer, give credit to somebody else, so they try to pick somebody else up where they can. So none of that necessarily surprises me. The hard part is when there are certain focuses on one individual. Like, you can only cover up for yourself so much. You know, if there's a specific design wide receiver play where you know somebody's supposed to be isolated, when you know that that's the key in the main read, when you know that there's something the quarterback has to do here in this, that's when I wonder how that explanation can come into play.
I think I'm listening to him and trying to make sure that he has a good handle on where they are measured between the good and the bad, and like, is the progress satisfactory to him? Because like you said, no one's going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect, but the strive for perfection is what gets him to what I think was the dynamic offense that he's had at his previous stop. Can you get that same feel here? And do you know your personnel well enough as we're at the back end of the install to say, okay, this is what we do well. This is what these guys do better than these other guys. That's how I build a depth chart. All of that.
They have 5 weeks, in my mind, to figure that part out, right? We would love to say, oh, Caleb has the offense today. The offense knows what they're doing today. We know who the left tackle is today. But the reality is, we're going to be spoon-fed over the next couple of weeks as you play these preseason games of, okay, this is how this offense looks. This is how they come out. This is what the first 15 plays looks like under Ben Johnson. I also think there's an adjustment period for him being the CEO of a franchise. Like, it's different when you could say, I only have to lock in on this offense and these 25 dudes, 26 guys. Now, yes, you are still the play caller. You are the guy that has to be in Caleb Williams' ear 10 times out of 10. But also, what's going on with our defense? What do we need here? What do we need here? Who is on the bubble? Who do we cut this week? Who do we want to keep on the practice squad? Who's a guy that we're really looking to make the 53-man roster? Like, all of those things come into play over the next 5 weeks. And so I don't think we're going to see finished product until week one.
I don't even think we're going to see it then.
I'm looking like week 9, week 10, week 11 maybe.
Well, they better look decent in week one.
I think you're asking for a lot based on what we've seen
decent
so far.
Decent or functional?
I want them – functional is probably a right
you
word.
You want to see like,
I want to see a professional 2025 offense. When was the last time we saw an offense in this city where it's like, okay, like this is an actual NFL offense?
The Panthers game of last year. Okay. It was a one-off. It was a one-off.
I even think like there were times where I was watching the first preseason game last year, and I was so happy to see that there were downhill running schemes, and they just abandoned everything. Like every time something would work, it's like if you didn't get it on the first play or the first two or three times you tried it, then you were never going to do it again in the ball game. That's what frustrated me. Like we saw glimpses of it, but as a whole in a game, Russ, yeah, probably the Panthers, but how much of that was them making you look good? You know, how much of the Jaguars was them making you look good?
Yeah, I also want to see, I like that Ben Johnson is as detail oriented as it seems like he is, because for a long time, regardless of who the head coach was, who the offensive coordinator was, they were going to call a timeout and then they were going to get a delay of game penalty right out of the timeout. It's just like, why did we even call the timeout if we weren't going to know what was going on here? Why can't we get plays into the quarterback when we need to get plays into the quarterback? Like those are the things that I hope cease under Ben Johnson.
Their after timeouts and after halftimes and after any sort of break provided very little.
We just talked for 15 minutes.
The devil was not in the details.
Halftime, 15 minutes. We discussed what we did in the first half. We're going to discuss what we're coming out doing in the second half.
False start.
Off the rip. What are we doing here?
Well, they had, you know, at Soldier Field, at FanFest, they had 3 delay of game penalties. But I don't mind it right now.
Get it out of your system.
It's not just that. It's don't be afraid to make the mistakes because this offense is more complicated. Like when you try something more difficult athletically, you're probably going to make a lot of mistakes at first.
The Detroit Lions didn't turn into the Detroit Lions that we've seen in the last couple of years. The one that Robbie has cheered for over the last couple of years.
Yeah, brother.
Overnight. Like that didn't just happen. Right? You had to get Amon-Ra St. Brown in there. You had to get that level of production out of Jared Goff. You had to get your two running backs that you trusted, and you figured out what the split would be in the carries. You figured out how those guys would work together. You also had an offensive line that was the best in the football. So, like, all of those things happened, but it didn't happen year one.
Cook, Russ, cook.
You talk about getting it out of your system, though, right? That's the thing. To get it out of your system means that you've now flushed it out, and now you're more pure than you were before you got out of your system. So the question becomes then with Ben Johnson, it's when you see bad things happen like we saw at the Fan Fest on Sunday, what are you seeing when you actually review the tape of that and make adjustments based on those mistakes?
And you said on Sunday, after Sunday's practice, that you thought you saw a couple instances of the same mistakes being made twice. When you watched it back, what were those things?
Offensively, it was, you know, the sloppiness that I referred to. Obviously, the delay games were obvious to everybody, but there were at least a couple plays where linemen were going the wrong direction. We already talked about Menungai going the wrong direction on the pitch play. It was communication errors that resulted in guys not aligning correctly or not going the right direction. And so that, to me, is what we got to clean up right now. When we went back, we looked at it. Everyone, you know, acknowledged what their mistakes were, and you know, we put that to bed, and we're on to today.
Communication errors. Who communicates on offense?
QB.
Listen, you can you draw another line to somebody else he's talking about when he says that?
It depends on who's calling the protections. Like that's the issue too. Is that, so that line Drew responsibility Dalton? Or is that QB? That's something that procedurally you try to ask at the beginning in an offense. Stacey Dales. especially since she works for the league, since I know she's going there today, that would be a question I would ask Stacey because she's going to ask it. Schematically, that's like one of the first things I ask a head coach.
I think, once again, I would rather them be talking about this on August 5th than September, October, November, when you're playing games that matter, games that count, games that determine, is this team moving in the direction that we expect them to move into, or is it more of the same? And you need to know where your protections are, where which way the offensive line is sliding, and whether it's Drew Dahlman, who it likely would be, or the communication between quarterback and center, which is, that's something that you figure out. First time those guys have played together, that relationship builds over time between a quarterback and a center. But also, even if he was just talking to Caleb in that bite, good. I want Ben Johnson, as we're talking with Russell Dorsey, National MLB Insider, Yahoo Sports, who also just stayed to talk Bears.
That's what we call a reset.
That's a reset.
Pro move.
But I want him to be talking to Caleb Williams because that relationship has to be bulletproof. It has to be solid as a rock. Great song. And I want those guys to be able to communicate with each other in a way that, you know, other people aren't necessarily communicated with on that roster. Like, the relationship between Caleb and Ben Johnson is the most important relationship that they have.
Since you're the baseball guy, it's kind of like your spine of the defense concept in on the diamond, right? Catcher, pitcher, center field. You want and
strength
what I,
up the middle.
And when I say there's three, I'm also including Drew Dahlman in this.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, that's how I want my spine of that team
like
to be
they,
in sync.
Those guys need to be in lockstep. It's really important for the success of the Chicago Bears and specifically their offense to have clear communication. Because for a long time, there was nobody that clearly communicated with Caleb. And he was out there freestyling, like, I got to figure it out. And so I want Sunday, second week in September to come. And I can see, okay, play got in. Okay, Caleb got the play in to the offense. Here we go. Drew Dahlman called out the protections, spotted the blitz. They shifted the line. Like, all those things. Because sometimes the other team's going to be better than you. But if can you control the things that you can control? I hate when managers tell me that.
But
it's true. Control what you can control. Physical mistakes happen. But it's the mental mistakes, it's the communication mistakes that determines, all right, who's meh and who's actually good.
Well, it's also a checklist. Like, there's got to be an order of operations in your head as the executive of the offense. You've got to run through that very quickly to be able to then make the different, better decisions. And that's why I think if so much of it can be solved pre-snap, where by the time the ball is snapped, 80% of your work is done
now
when it comes
execution.
To reading.
Yeah,
that's what you want. That's why we talk so much about pre-snap reads, pre-snap recognition, where you are under center, as we've mentioned before. What if I told you that we got some sound from Ben Johnson and a soundbite that won't just stoke the fires of 1,000 suns?
A lot of truthers out there, Layla.
Oh, man. Bob's
in
friends.
The world.
Yeah, we the compliment that we might need to re-examine later in the season, and I really hope that's not the case. Next on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I was too busy grinding my absolute face off.
Oh, you know by now who that is. That is Tyson Bagent. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And Russ Dorsey is hanging out with us because he's awesome like that. And he's got to get his Bears thoughts off.
Yeah, I just had a free 45 minutes. I was like, I can hit. I haven't seen you guys in studio in about two and a half weeks. Yeah.
And you're a part of the team. Russ, of course, the Major League Baseball insider for Yahoo Sports. He works for Apple TV Plus as well. And this was, let's just, we got to get into this, right? I think we just have to. Let's listen to what Ben Johnson had to say today when he was asked about Tyson Bagent.
Man, he's been phenomenal. I mean, he's smart as a whip. Appreciate the seriousness and intent that he brings every time he walks into a room. You know, meeting room, walk through, it doesn't matter. He's locked in. He's focused. I think his teammates feel that from him. Love the fact, you know, he'll throw the ball and he keeps working through his progressions just so it goes home with exactly where everyone's going to be in case he had to move on. I think he's taking this seriously. He's preparing the right way, and I couldn't be more thrilled that he's here with us.
The level of ammunition that is for all of the Tyson Bagent truthers out there.
Had to do it. We had to tell him. We have to let him know.
I mean, Ben Johnson said it. There are words that have been said about Tyson Bagent for all of you who want him to not just be the backup quarterback, but to be more. There you go. There's your red meat for the day.
There was a time in this city where people believed that Tyson Bagent should be the starting quarterback of your Chicago Bears.
Do you think there were
think pieces written about it?
People,
do you think there were covers of newspapers? One that I worked for. It was like Bagent of Change, if I'm not mistaken, what that cover was.
It's a quality headline.
It was. Shout out to the bright one, Chicago Sun-Times. But that was a thing for
I
about...
I had to get on the line. I had to pick up the phone about Bagent. He's the real deal. This is coming from a pure bloodline. I think you're going to get a stud in this kid, and I think he's the real deal.
You've never heard that?
That's real?
That was a Russ Dorsey.
A pure bloodline?
Yes, that was a call to this very radio station. Robbie, what was that, last year? Is that what it says? Last year. Russell Dorsey, that really happened on this radio station.
Yo, that's crazy.
It's not crazy.
A pure bloodline? Was there pushback? What show was this? I need to know the complete context.
That was Mullion Hall, and I think they just kind of let him.
Oh, they let him
get it off his chest and let him get on with his day.
What? That might be the most jarring clip. As a kid who grew up in the city, I've heard a lot of clips. and a lot of calls on this station. That might be the most jarring because, one, I didn't see it coming. I didn't see that one coming. Pure bloodline.
That one hit you in the face?
That, like he said, this is blonde hair, blue eyes.
Well, Russ and you know, Tyson Bajan's dad is an arm wrestler, a champion arm wrestler.
I didn't know that part. But, wow.
Marshall's like, oh, that's your red meat for the day. No, it's not. Because you probably didn't hear what Tyson Bajan had to say about this opportunity over the weekend.
Yeah, my journey, especially since I've got here, has been it's been nothing short of amazing. I'm extremely blessed and can't even believe the situation that I'm in. I could sit here and freaking start bawling my eyes out just thinking about it. But it is absolutely, I am beside myself every single day that I wake up that this is what I get to do. And then especially with how everything is kind of unfolded, with how ready I feel right now, and then being gifted with this amazing staff, it just seems like things just keep, oddly enough, keep working out in my favor, and I'm full steam ahead and just really grateful and excited for everything to come.
That's a confident man right there. Yeah. I don't think that's red meat like the Ben Johnson confirming that Tyson Bajan's doing his thing.
Yeah, that's a guy that wants to come in, win a job, be the backup quarterback, and you know, show that, hey, I've improved from what people have seen from me in an organization and with a coaching staff that has no loyalty to Tyson Bajan. So you have to come in and prove, like, hey, I deserve to be here. I respect that.
I will say this, Layla. He doesn't sound like a guy gunning for number two. He sounds like a guy gunning for number one when he talks about being put in that position and all the things that he said.
Well, I would want my backup quarterback to prepare as if he's going to start on a weekly basis. Absolutely. So I'm not mad at that. But
not mad.
No, that's what, if you're trying to beat out veterans, the Case Keenums of the world, etc., you should think like that. Because if you don't, you're going to be looking for work here soon.
I think sometimes there are people who get used as an avatar, whether or not they want to be. I'm never going to hit on somebody for having gratitude. But I know that when I think of like things coaches and bosses like to hear, man, if he didn't nail it.
I'm not mad at that either, man. It's hard out here. You got to keep your jobs.
No, and frankly, I think he's acknowledging the place that he came from. Yeah, I don't sense as much. The funny part about all of this is I don't sense entitlement out of him.
No,
that's
a guy that's not afraid of the work.
Yeah. Like as much as we talk about this and the way he's talked about, I don't think he thinks that.
No.
And even on Hard Knocks, like he was one of my favorite parts of Hard Knocks because he actually would try to bring some levity to the room when it was needed.
You say something that's really important. Guys who work hard, you might not have the skills that other people have or the talent that other people have, but if you put in the work and you're a good teammate, you have a long career, whether that's the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA. Like, being somebody that people want to have around is a great skill to have.
We saw that with Justin Turner just this past weekend.
It paid off.
And it paid off in the walk-off home run route that he hit in the series clincher against the Orioles. I think with Tyson Bajan specifically, he is a guy who has done an admirable job as a lower guy, a guy who did not play Division I football, and a guy who can say, hey, they needed me. I went out there. I went 2-2 as a starter. That everybody can't do that. And when you look at all the faults of the previous regime, for him to be able to do that in that setting says something about how good he's been.
He got Luke Getsy a job. The thing that the Raiders said was that they lost to a team run by Tyson Bajan at quarterback that day. And that was a big factor into why, like, the compliments, one of the biggest things they said about Luke Getsy when they hired him in Vegas. Like, that's what I think of. It's that kind of ripple effect that sometimes these things can have. Is that the right judgment you should have when hiring a coach? No. The body of work should stand for itself. But point being, he is somebody who like has that energy where he is a flashpoint for a lot of people, either as a point of focus, because backup quarterbacks are always the point of focus when the slightest thing goes wrong with your QB. But then also, I think it's because of these things. Like, he worked to get here. And his head coach is realizing that, too.
It's going to be interesting following that specific battle for the backup quarterback job between him and the established veteran Case Keenum. One of the things that I did want to bring up is we talked with Russell Dorsey here on Raheem Harris about the comments that Ben Johnson made before today's practice, that he kind of shifted the practice schedule to later in the day, preparing for their game with the Miami Dolphins coming up this Sunday at noon. Joint practice before that on Friday. Is we've wondered aloud and tried to figure out, based on what Dennis Allen has told us, what is the situation with the secondary? Not only Jalen Johnson, who might be, possibly be ready for week one, but with everybody else out there, and we understand it's an open competition, according to the defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen. But Ben Johnson did talk about what he's seen from Tyree Stevenson so far in training camp.
Well, I think he's an awesome person. I think that's what stands out first and foremost. He's got quite a personality. He's good to talk to. I think he works hard. He's sometimes he talks a little bit too much. And you got to tell him to be a little bit quiet. But he's a guy that you want on your side. He's, like I said, he understands this is a big year for him. It really is. Going into year three is kind of make it or break it for a lot of guys, and he understands that. I think he's approaching this the right way. The competition that we've had in that room has been really good for not only him, but the rest of the guys. And I'm excited for the direction he's headed right now.
I didn't hear anything particularly encouraging in terms of specifics about like how he's flashed or looked great in practice. I don't know if that's me overlooking the things, overreading like what was being said there, but I guess I wanted a little something more meaty in his description of Tyreek Stevenson.
Yeah, contrast what he said about Bajent to what he said right there.
Maybe that's because that's fresh in my mind, Robbie.
You know, it's
he's
funny.
The real deal. This is coming from a pure bloodline.
Yeah, that will never not be insane to me.
I can't believe you hadn't heard that yet because you listened to our show.
It's the fact that that was said, but there was more that had to, we just cut. Because we don't have the time to play the whole
thing. What do you mean by that?
No, we have time. You can hear it again if you want.
Do you guys have the whole clip of what was said?
Yeah, they got it.
Because I want to hear what they allowed before they told that dude to get off of his phone.
Oh, no, I think they just let the phone call in naturally. I don't think he got cut off.
Yeah, that's typically how it goes.
Okay.
I'm not saying that's 100%.
Man, pure bloodline.
Russ has got to review the tape on this.
I do.
But so the Tyson Bagent, well, we just heard him talking about Tyson Bagent, how glowingly he spoke of him, right?
Yeah.
Versus, like, two things I picked up there. He's a nice guy. Also, he talks too much sometimes. That's my takeaway from what he had to say about Tyreek Stevenson.
Come on our radio show, Tyreek. We also talk too much sometimes. That's why we're here. But I do. You know what I thought of immediately when he said that? It wasn't all the stuff that happened during the Hail Mary. It's how he gets in quarterback's faces to the point of personal fouls.
Yeah, I heard in that he's very competitive. And he's a nice guy, and he talks like you've seen any DB. Like, it's, even if they weren't in the play and the receiving doesn't catch, they're doing all this stuff. And I heard a coach saying that, hey, sometimes it's a little too much. And so that's something to be mindful of as we go through the rest of camp. Like, hey, are you doing more talking than you doing playing?
I mean, the thing that bothered me the most was when he's gets away with one against the Texans and has his finger in Nico Collins' helmet. I don't know how they didn't call it. They ended up calling a penalty on Collins, I believe. And then it happens again. I'm like, man, you can't. What are you doing?
I will say, for a guy like Tyreek Stevenson, after the year that he had, a new regime comes in, you got to be on best behavior. Because you know that they know what transpired. You know that they know all the different things that the reputation that a player might have. And so I think having that competitive edge and, you know, talking crap to the receivers is something that you're naturally going to have. But I think you got to find your line of like, okay, like, let me not make this coaching staff think that this is all I do.
My prediction, and Russell might not know about my prediction, that he was going to have this big bounce back year.
Didn't you say Pro Bowl?
I did say Pro Bowl. It's looking real not great right now, my prediction. I thought Tyreek Stevenson.
He's talented. I think that's what people keep coming back to with him is like, if you could figure this this other non-football stuff out. He is that to teach. You can't teach his size at the position. You can't teach the ball skills, like all that stuff. That would make him a Pro Bowl caliber DB. But can he get out of his own way?
When he said non-football, I thought he was going to say nonsense.
No, but he's right. Yeah, it is the non-football piece of it. And when you consider the talent that he displayed his rookie season, you know, that's where I sit with this. Is I'm like, man, there's got to be a way to utilize what he does for 60 minutes. Like, that's sometimes what you have to tell people. It's like, hey, you have 60 minutes a week where you have to get this together and focus.
Question while we're talking about the starting corners. Kyler Gordon is a guy that people talk about a ton as not only being a Pro Bowl caliber DB, but like potentially an all pro. Is that a guy that we should be thinking about more being on the outside? Because I think he's made a name for himself in the slot, but because he's as talented as this coaching staff has talked about, Dennis Allen has talked about as the defensive coordinator, are we looking at the wrong guy to take over that job?
I think the slot is more important than it's ever been in modern NFL offense. So his ability to cover there plus do other things, given Dennis Allen's ability to use chess pieces, make him more valuable there than he would be on the outside.
Got it.
Yeah, and I mean, we're talking about rookie seasons. Kyler Gordon had a rough one, and then he just flourished in the role that he's been in now in the slot. And I feel like that's really shown off what he's really good at. You know, I hope they use him in blitz packages the way that we saw a few times last year.
Right.
Because even when you saw him coming, it didn't matter. That was what I really loved, was when he got to show off his pure athleticism and the way he moves.
He's twitchy.
He is. And he's really good at his body consciousness making other people miss. And that is something that is very difficult to find and coach, especially at that level. So that's a part of it for me. But I don't think you can take it off the table necessarily if he needs to be versatile. He's earned that right. You know, he's earned the right to be talked about in whatever position is the biggest need for the secondary.
And you're right, Marshall, because I think when you look at the best wide receivers in the NFL, like those guys you're not just outside only anymore. Like Justin Jefferson makes money in the slot. Ja'Marr Chase is getting moved around all over the field. Nico Collins is as big as you're going to find as a wide receiver, and he's moving into the slot. So, yeah, I understand having a guy there, but sometimes I'm thinking, okay, is your best two corners Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon? If the answer to that is yes, is that something we should start to talk about?
Well, and Jalen wants to travel too.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other piece of this. Is
shadowing the best receiver.
Jalen didn't get the chance to do that as much as he wanted last year. He had to kind of work his way into it. Speaking of having giveaways, because I know we talked about it earlier, we forgot to tell you about this one. It's not even with our show. We're doing you a favor. Tune in to Spiegel and Holmes this afternoon from 2 to 6 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs against Pittsburgh at Wrigley Field on August 17th. That's coming up. It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. And then coming up next, Case Keenum, the sands of time have come for you. We'll discuss it next on Raheem and Harris with Russ Dorsey hanging out on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Rahimi and Harris with Russ Dorsey hanging out on 670 The Score. Russ is our friend. His parents listen to the station.
They do.
What's up, Ricky? And also, he is the Major League Baseball insider and for Yahoo Sports, also an analyst for Apple TV Plus.
It's one of my jobs.
Shout out to the Rents.
Of course.
And the Burbs.
And we love a good double generation score listenership, you know, when it's the parents and the kids.
They are pure comedy. And my folks are super supportive of me. So thanks to mom and dad.
I thought you were going
to
say pure something else, but that was the last thing. My bad.
No.
Okay.
I love that for us. Also, we have a giveaway.
Let's give it away. Give it away now. Caller 6 to the score contest line right now, 312-540-0670, will win tickets to see Spiegel and Holmes at Budweiser Brickhouse in Wrigleyville on Tuesday, August 19th at a special time of 10 to 2. Why is it a special time, you ask? Well, that's because that's the time that special guest Nico Horner will join the guys on site that day during the noon hour. Meanwhile, our show will be live that day from 2 to 6. Cubs on Deck, powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today.
I love when we can give away fun stuff, and that'll be a great event for sure. In the meantime, I told you guys that I was perusing the audio, the press conference availabilities of Tyson Bagent and Case Keenum. And I really did appreciate all that they had to say, because I feel like they let you in on some information that is valuable. But then Case Keenum, well, I also identified with him when it came to media consumption.
I think the really cool thing is we have a great relationship in that room. It is, we have a lot of fun. We're playing a game for a living. We're a bunch of kids that haven't had to grow up yet, so which I enjoy. I love getting to hang out with guys that are really young and see what the latest TikTok things are or whatever it is that's out there these days. But I think I miss out on some of the reels that they send each other that I don't have it on my phone. But they fill me in during, you know, before meetings and we get in there on the funniest ones. So, we have fun, but we're getting better.
I love that. Like, it's so innocent and genuine. Like, he enjoys the camaraderie, but you could tell he's being sent things sometimes. He's like, I don't know what this is. I don't even have this app on my phone.
He's 37 years old, and we know at the age of 37, that's squarely in millennial territory. And millennials, they get their stuff usually, typically, some are on TikTok, but everyone is on Instagram. So that's where they get the reels.
But I think it's different in sports, because 37 in the grand scheme of life, you're still, like, you're not old.
Especially as a man.
But in sports, when you're 37, you're 57. And so he feels like the grandpa in that room. Like a
21 to 24-year-old.
Think about the last time you talked to a 22-year-old. You're like, I don't know what language you're speaking to me.
Especially. How do you do, fellow kids?
What?
Yes. Yes.
All the time. All the time.
Like, kids start saying something's gas, and you're like, what does that even mean? And it's like, oh, that's your version of saying something's really good.
And sometimes I like the description, and I'll fold it in. But other times, I'm like, no, I'm not going to use this one.
You're like, I like my lingo better.
It's not even that. I'm just like, I'm just going to sit this one out. But occasionally, like, one of them makes its way into your lexicon.
Yes, the good ones.
But I do laugh because the meme that floats around... which is a very millennial thing to say. The meme that floats around that says, I don't watch TikToks. I get them 2 weeks later on Instagram like an adult.
Yes.
That's
Case Keenum. Or maybe, I mean, you'd just be happy he's not on Facebook.
Rome made the joke yesterday, Roma Dunze, when he was like, I've really been into Instagram reels. I knew exactly what he was saying. Like, that was a joke. I thought that was hilarious.
That's like last week I had a situation like this with my folks. Where my mom didn't know what OnlyFans was.
Buckle in, everyone. So in.
Should I share the story, guys?
Yes.
Yep. You already waited.
So, for everybody that doesn't follow me on Instagram, I posted a 4-part series on my IG story.
I remember it. Yeah.
So my credit card gets hacked, and the person buys $500 worth of stuff on OnlyFans.
Stuff.
Request.
And so I tell my parents, hey, credit card got stolen, information got stolen, guy bought $500 worth of stuff on OnlyFans. And my mom was just like, oh no. My dad was also like, oh no. And then my mom goes, they question, what is OnlyFans? And so then my brother comments, and it's like, yeah, I want no parts of this. And I said, yeah, Joe can tell you about it when he gets home. And then she said, oh my God, I found out what it is. Is it one of these sites? She didn't swear anything, but I'll save you what she thought it was. She saw it was where people got their kicks, depending on what you're into. And I said, LOL, that was hilarious. So that's like Case Keenum, where it's like, I don't know. What is this? And then the kids have to tell them.
And they have to explain it to them.
Yeah.
I love that it was on your group thread, too.
Our family group chat is hilarious. And people got to see how funny my parents are. And like my dad said, low down, dirty dog. And that made people laugh. But that's how the Dorsey family group chat usually goes.
Low down, dirty dog.
Low down, dirty dog.
Also, just $500 hacked on OnlyFans.
Robbie. Yeah, just likely one, story. Just
Robbie. Likely story. No, Robbie. So I had a couple of people say that to me.
Likely story.
Why in the world would I, with the platforms that I have, come out and tell people a story if that didn't happen? Like, just let's logically go through it. Why would I do that?
I don't know. Cover your bases. Something.
All right.
This show King Shames. The afternoon show doesn't King Shames.
Oh,
shame,
we don't. So yeah, no, for sure.
Robbie, let me, in the words of Russell Dorsey, you got it, big guy. You got it.
I won't judge you if you spend $500.
$500. Like,
that's also a lot of spend.
It's free.
It's a lot of feet pick.
It's free. Like, that person was getting custom stuff, and they were wilding with my $500.
For your eyes only.
Oh, don't click the link.
Yeah, whatever you do, do not close the browser, blow up your phone, just to make panic. Just don't click. That's all we can do.
Somebody
tell you.
Said, we don't know what you're into, bro. No, guys, this was not Russell Dorsey.
Meat?
However, if Rickon confirmed it, I mean, we have to go.
No,
with it.
What Rickon confirmed is that I was a thirst trapper.
I was gonna get there.
Crazy. I had to shut it down.
So, as I was saying, Rick Hahn confirms that Russ Dorsey is the thirst trap king of Chicago.
That's what
I heard.
That's all I need to hear today.
You know, and he did evaluate talent for a really long time.
Not that type of talent.
No, that's true.
Not that type. It was fun.
You guys are making more leaps and bounds than I am.
Listen, you don't know what people are thinking out there. I got to shut stuff down sometimes. I do have a reputation, or what's left of one.
But he's correct. Like, you are the thirst trap king of Chicago. And his job was a baseball scout for many years, but still.
I just like to work out, guys.
And work in media. And
Yeah.
Check your progress.
That part too.
With accountability held by thousands of other people.
That part too.
Russell Dorsey, we've had so much fun with you today. And I like that we understand now that you are not an OnlyFans consumer, only an OnlyFans producer. It's great to get that from you.
Allegedly.
Is it OnlyFans if it's Instagram?
Same difference for him. He uses all the platforms to do his thing.
They get money out there on the OF, so.
But you know what? I was like, one of the first jobs replaced by AI, probably that, right?
Oh, it started.
Oh, yeah, that's already started.
Yeah, that was my thought. I'm like, what jobs are recession-proof? And I started thinking about it. I'm like, oh, that's number one, replaced by AI. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't care to expand on it, nor do I care to look into it. Lawrence Holmes is laughing. We should probably bring him in next. Matt Spiegel as well on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.